are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining me this morning, it's Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be back again.
Yeah, you've been doing a little traveling, seeing some family, so that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you bet. You know, trying to get all those summer family visits in before school starts. That's going to be happening pretty soon. Oh. So, yeah, I've been doing a little bit of traveling, and, you know, it's always good to be back and let the public know what's going on in the community.
Most definitely, and I know you've had a lot of questions about the new development going on downtown around the old City Hall location.
Yeah, you know, there's been several questions since we announced the development down there of the new hotel and the new apartments that are going in down there. I've had a lot of questions on what's the next step. And so just a quick update on that. The city has closed with the county on the county piece of property. So now the city owns the whole city lot plus the county property there. And so we're just preparing to vacate Chappelle Street, just one block of Chappelle Street. Hague Properties, who are the developer of that whole area down there, they will close on the Printcom building and property next week.
Okay.
Yep. And so once they do that, then we will, you'll see the vacating of Chappelle Street come to the city commission. We'll have to have a public hearing, and then we'll vacate that, and then we'll transfer all of that property, the city property and the Chappelle Street vacate to the Peer Economic Development Corporation, and they will sell all of that property to Hague Properties. And then after that, once they own that whole piece, then you'll start seeing the buildings start to come down, you know, site work being done, the street leveled and curb and gutter and everything. So that'll be one flat piece there, and then next spring you'll see the some construction starting down there, and I think 2024 we'll have that whole piece looking really, really nice, and I hope that spurs other development downtown.
That would
some
be great.
new shops, new little eating places. You know, I just think that's really going to help the community long term too. And Hague Properties, they're a great developer. They're experienced. They've got the personnel and the equipment and the knowledge to really do a nice development. So I'm really excited to see that get going. And like I say, there hadn't been much going on here because it just takes time to get everything put together.
You've got to go through all the process and all the different steps, but it is moving forward.
Yep, it sure is. And so just give us a little time here and you'll start seeing some progress being made down there.
Fantastic. And another thing folks have been wondering about is the water treatment plant. Things are getting really close, aren't they?
They really are, Dave. You know, I was just down there yesterday, and they're just, we've had staff in there training. The engineers that designed it have been down there for all week training our water department folks. And we've got water in the building now. We've been circulating water through there, testing all of the valves and the pumps and any leaks and everything. They did one big flush through the whole system. And what that does is it just kind of clears everything out from the construction, you know, inside of the pipes and everything. They did a big push from the water intake above the railroad track there to the pump house through the plant, a total surge, I guess, for lack of a better word, of water rushing through there just to clean everything out, you know, the dust and the small filings and things like that, get everything all cleaned out. And so that's been completed. We'll be sterilizing the total inside of those pipes, you know, disinfect it and sterilize those so they're nice and clean, and it's just been working flawlessly, I'm told. The engineers are very pleased with it, and, so the next step will be to, there's still, the filtration pieces are still being assembled. You know, there's five huge filtration skids in there, and they've got two more to complete yet.
Okay.
And so it'll be a while yet before you'll start seeing water out of your tap. You know, I'd say into the first week of September, you know, it'll take. And it, you know, one thing about that, when you take the river water is so much cleaner to start with than the well water is, you know, it just, you can't just push it in and out. It you have to mix that water in with the water, you know, that we currently have.
Right.
So it'll take 45 to 60 days to slowly work the new water through the distribution system, pumped up to the reservoirs up, you know, at the top of Harrison and Euclid there, and then they'll gravity feed back down. So it's a process, step by step, but
It sounds like it's coming along really well, and folks have to remember too, we're actually ahead of schedule because how the construction went. So
yep, that's exactly right, Dave. The, you know, I've built a lot of projects throughout the state, rural water systems, and Christy Honeywell, the city administrator, and we've both agreed that this water treatment plant is probably one of the smoothest construction projects that we've ever been involved in. It's just been great. You know, PKG Contracting out of North Dakota was the contractor, and they've just done an awesome job. All the engineers, it's just been a very smooth project, and the weather cooperated quite a bit too.
Yeah, that really, really helped. So yeah, it's good to see where, you know, because September's really not that far away when you think about it. So very soon we'll be able to have that new water coming through the taps, which will be nice.
Yeah, you bet. And we'll be, you know, having an open house down there, and the public can come down, take a tour through that. And I encourage, you know, if you have time, to go through that facility, because it's really something. And, you know, we plan on having several of them, because a lot of people have told me, you bet, we want to see the inside of that when it gets done, because it's really a engineering marvel.
It'll be interesting to see. I'm curious to see all the inner workings and all of what went into this to make sure we have some really good water.
Yep, to serve the community for decades to come.
Absolutely. And speaking of water, folks are wondering how things are, if they haven't driven by Griffin Park with the pool.
Yeah, you know, that's exciting. People are starting to see some work being done down there finally. You know, that's been a long time coming too. You know, a lot of people have put a lot of effort to get that to where it's at. So right now, if you drive by there, you can see where the competition pool is going to be, the 50-meter pool. They're excavating that. And then there's a big blue drill down there now. And I've had a lot of questions on people, what is that? And that, if you look at the size of that drill bit, It's quite long. It's probably 80 feet long, I suppose. And what that is they drill down, and that will be for footings of the pool, for both pools. And so the pool bowls themselves will actually set on those pilings. And so they're down there, they're drilling those pilings, and then they'll fill those pilings up with concrete for the pool to actually set on. So
okay.
So yeah, it's you know, there's only, I think it's only an eighth of an inch tolerance on the pool. You don't want to have a crack in your pool. You know, we had, that old pool had cracks in it. We were losing thousands of gallons of water a day out of it. You know, it's kind of like you don't want a hole in a submarine at 500 feet, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that would not be good. But that's great that the, you know, folks can actually kind of see some of the you know, construction going and getting things prepared.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that talking to the contractor, Sharp Enterprises is the contractor for the overall pool, and the actual company that will pour the bowl themselves is out of Minnesota. We don't have a contractor locally here that can do that kind of work. So they'll come in. So I'm hoping that by, you know, this fall, that you'll see that the competition pool will be poured by, you know, this fall, hopefully.
Yeah, it's always nice to, you know, be able to see some of, you know, tangibly see some of the work that's being done.
Yep.
And now we're getting to that point. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Very nice. And this time of year for the city, it's budget time.
It is.
Always lots of fun, right?
Yep, that's right. We're going to start hitting it really hard here in August and September. State law requires municipalities have their budget completed by October 1st. I've been actually working on the budget since June. The beginning of June is when we normally start looking at the budget. And then we have all the departments will come, and you'll see, you know, at our city commission meetings, more talk and presentations about budget through August and into September. And we'll get all the departments' requests on what their needs are looking forward. We do a 5-year, you know, projection on projects, equipment purchases, those types of things. And we look 5 years out. And so we're starting that budget process. And, you know, the municipalities, you know, revenue, there's only certain types of revenue that we get. You know, the majority of that for operational things are through our sales tax. We look at our sales tax every month. We look at the sales tax report. So we, you know every month where we're at for revenues, what we've spent as far as the budget goes. And so it's something that I watch very closely. And, you know, we're about 6.5% ahead of last year as far as sales tax revenue, which is really good.
Yeah,
you know,
that's great.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with that. So Pier's in great financial shape. I think we'll be able to provide the services that people expect out of their local government. And we'll just start slowly working through the budget. And, you know, it figures in around $50, $60 million total-wise when we get the budget looked at. But, you know, we've been very conservative, yet provided, like I say, all the services and the quality of life things that people expect too from their community. So Pier's in great financial shape. We'll get that budget put together October 1st and look forward to 2023.
Sounds good. A lot going on. It definitely keeps you busy.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, you know, people are, the citizens of Pier have just been always supportive. And it's just a great community to live in.
It absolutely is. Well, thank you for stopping in and joining us this morning and giving us this update.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks or
so. Okay. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you. There's Mayor Steve Harding joining us this morning on this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. We'll be chatting with someone else right after these. 7:43 as we continue on with this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. Time now to check in with Jen Uecker. Good morning, Jen. How are you this Friday?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to next Thursday. It is Miracle Treat Day with DQ.
Yes, I am looking forward to it too. It's my favorite day of the year, the sweetest day of the year, Miracle Treat Day, Thursday, July 28th.
So for folks who may not be familiar with it, tell us what Miracle Treat Day is all about and what it does.
So Miracle Treat Day is a nationwide fundraiser. All of our Dairy Queens across the country band together to raise money for Children's Miracle Network and their local children's hospitals. So our local children's hospital through CMN is Stanford Children's Hospital in Sioux Falls. And all the money raised at our particular locations here go directly to Stanford and Sioux Falls. So all the funds directly benefit our kids, our neighbors' kids, our families and friends' children, should they need, you know, the additional services provided by Stanford Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
It supports the families with meal vouchers, travel expenses, so that they can take a little bit off their plate so that they can focus on their kids.
Yeah, that's the thing to think about. You know, when parents have to take their kids there, a lot of times we don't realize, you know, there may be a lot of travel and they're going to have to eat when they're there and go through all of these different things. And this is just one great way that we can be supportive of that.
It sure is. And the way we raise that money is $1 or more from every Blizzard sold on Miracle Treat Day goes directly to our cause, to our fund. So for every Blizzard that you purchase that day or Blizzard coupons, those are good forever. They never expire. They count towards our goal and our great gifts, thank you gifts. Put them in Christmas cards. Give them to your paper boy. Give them to your employees. Use them as a treat year-round. But those Blizzard coupons are a fantastic way to help support the cause and, you know, really enjoy a Blizzard all year long.
Yeah, and that's what I love about those coupons. Like you said, you can buy a whole bunch of them. They're good forever. And you can do so many wonderful things with them, whether it's treating you and your family or, as you mentioned, so many other people you may come across.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of great supporters in town here. Car dealerships in particular make big purchases of them to help support our mission. And then about once a month, we see somebody from the dealership buying Blizzards for everyone there. So they can, you know, really, really help the cause and then celebrate it all year long. The day is going to be so much fun. We're so excited for it to be back in the summer, back in person with our lobbies open and ready to go. You'll be down there with me with the Dakota Cruiser. We've got live music later in the day from 3:30 to 5:30. We've got Drop-Off performing for us. We've got the No Worries Band from 6 to 9 performing live out in our parking lot. We've got an outdoor blizzard store, which is all of the folks from this local Sanford Clinic will be out there selling some pre-made blizzards, pre-selected flavors, and coupons right there in the parking lot. So if you don't want to battle the line or the crowd, just roll on up to them and you'll be on your way. We will have bouncy houses sponsored by Slumberland. Yes, those will be in the lawn just there to the south of Dairy Queen. The entertainment was sponsored by First National Bank. Yeah, it's going to be a great day. Our goal for this year is 7,000 blizzards and blizzard coupons.
Yeah, with a full day of fun like that, I have no doubt that you can hit that and maybe even sneak past it. How wonderful would that be?
I sure hope so. Now, one other great opportunity is I've got some folks who have volunteered their time to make deliveries to your offices, orders of 10 or more. Pre-order those. To me, I've got a website with an order form. Pre-order those. Send me that form. We'll have those blizzards delivered to you sometime at a pre-selected time that you choose during the day by our volunteers. The Chamber of Commerce, South Dakota Realtors, and Disability Rights South Dakota have volunteers that will be out delivering that day.
Well, that is great. Another way to make next Thursday so much better, Miracle Treat Day. I encourage everybody to get out there. Like you said, whether you have a blizzard right then and there, and you buy some coupons too to hand out throughout the year.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a great day. We're so excited. This is our fifth Miracle Treat Day. We've sold over 25,000 blizzards throughout the course of our time here in Pierre, and through the balloon sales, Miracle Treat Day, and our Roundup campaign. In our just under 5 years that we've been in town, we have raised over $49,000 for Sanford Children's Hospital and the families that are being affected by childhood illnesses.
That is a great number, and let's add to it this year and just continue to make it bigger and better.
I would love that, yes.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Jen. We look forward to next Thursday. I know it's going to be a busy one for you, but yeah, I'll see you there, and we'll enjoy raising money for the kids.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker joining us this morning talking about Miracle Treat Day at Dairy Queen next Thursday. There's a lot going on, so we look forward to seeing you there. There is your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the PRVA Clinic, and May Adams.